This podcast is brought to you by The Shepherd's Nook Christian Supply, located at 125 North Main Street in Sylvania, Georgia. We carry Bibles, books, music, children's books, children's gifts, children's toys, and vacation Bible school supplies. That's only at The Shepherd's Nook Christian Supply, located next to Ross Drugs at 125 North Main Street in Sylvania, Georgia. Come see us.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Tyler with the Times 2 Cutlines podcast. And this afternoon, I have in studio with me Councilmember James Kirkland. So I don't know, many of you probably heard of him. Obviously, he's a current city council member. So we just want to, I want to welcome you this afternoon. So how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. Good.
So can you first tell us just a little bit about yourself? Just kind of a little background, you're from Sylvania originally, and maybe how did you get here and stuff like that?
Okay. All right. Just a little background. I am from Scriven County, born and bred here, went to school here, graduated from Scriven County High School, went off after high school to some military career, mm-hmm. came back, got into college for a few years. Eventually left that, came home, started working locally, and ended up where I'm at now, which is being employed by the Georgia Pacific Corporation down in Rankin.
Okay, well, my mom works for Georgia Pacific too, so, and she knows about Rankin too, and I was like, yeah, you know about this plant in Rankin? She's like, oh yeah, I know about this plant. She works at the corporate office in Atlanta. So what kind of military service did you do?
Went in the Air Force after I got out of high school. Wanted to get into military law,
mm-hmm.
and
okay.
Unfortunately, that was not available at the time. After basic training, we opted to get out, return home, go back to college, go to college, and we did that for about 3 years, and eventually came back home, thinking we could get back into college mm-hmm. a little later, get my degree. Ended up working. Meeting my wife, getting a job that I'm on now, and here we are, 35 years later. I'm still down at Georgia Pacific, been there, like I said, 35 years, and that's been.
So, what did y'all do in this? What did you do in the Air Force?
Just nothing past getting out of basic training.
Oh, okay, so just a basic training thing.
Just getting out of basic,
And then so where'd you go to? Where'd you attend college?
Payne College in Augusta.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what did you, what was your major?
Major was going to be business. Business. On management. Hadn't got into any kind mm-hmm. of minor yet.
Yeah.
I always sought or wanted to get into my own business, learn more about business mm-hmm. and management, the admin side of it. And that's pretty much been it. You know?
And like I said, I know you said you have a wife. Do you have kids as well?
Yep. Had one son, and my wife got one son, Jameis. He's 33 years old now. He lives up in the Augusta area.
Okay.
Him and his wife, him and his family. Yes, mm-hmm. I have two granddaughters.
Okay, so you're
a
proud grandparent,
proud
grandpa.
Parents, Cameron and Kelsey. I got to give them a shout out. Cameron and Kelsey is 5. Cameron is 1.5. They are the joy of our lives. They are truly. Yeah.
And so, how did you what made you want to come back to Sylvania after college and a little brief stint in the Air Force?
It's home. You know, that maybe wasn't the intent, but I had to figure out what I wanted to do next. Taking a break from college was something that I probably needed. Just doing things in Augusta was just being away from home for the first time, I'll say. It was kind of fast paced, mm-hmm. so I needed to slow down a little bit. My parents wasn't, in the position to where mm-hmm. they could pay for a lot of my education.
Right.
I said, well, we go home and work a while and kind of help them out with this college, with these college bills. So we came home. The mm-hmm. intent was to work a little while, go back, and eventually get my degree. And you know how it is when you drop out. That's why I'll encourage any young person that go off to college, try to stay the course if you can. Because so many things happen to where you don't always get back on track.
And I'm currently at Southern myself too. And of course, you know, I'm going to my fourth year, but it's there's many challenges along the way. It's like, yep, I think it's time to drop out. But I think, it's temptation there, but I'm glad I've stuck it out. I'm definitely sticking out. And so what do you do at for Georgia Pacific in Rankin?
At the present, I'm a performance coach or into the leadership position or supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
when I first got there back in 1989, I worked in the shipping department for 9 years, transferred to the port processing department that I'm in now for the last 26 years. Within the last year, I applied for a leadership position. I got that, and currently I am the performance coach on the crew that I'm working on, in which I have about 20 teammates that reports to me, and that's been it. It's been different, but
And how long have you been, or do you know how long Georgia Pacific has been in Rankin?
Georgia Pacific has been in Rankin since 1986.
86, okay. Yet. So you've been there.
I've been there almost since the inception of that mill. It came in 86 and I started in 1989.
Yeah. And kind of jumping circles too, so obviously you're in Savannah, living in Savannah. So what made you want, obviously you're currently on city council and you are running for re-election. So what got you interested to join kind of public service in the beginning and join city council?
I think from the beginning, just me being, we formed an organization 25 plus years ago, me and some friends of mine that worked at Georgia Pacific, which was Fort Howard initially, Fort Howard, then Fort James, then eventually Georgia Pacific. We was concerned about the young people, especially the young men and the dropout rate that was occurring out of the high school. So we formed an organization called the Masters Club, which is a civic, a community civic group that we wanted to focus on helping young people, kind of mentor young people through coaching and mentorship, just teaching them about life and the importance of education, staying the course, staying in school, at least getting your high school diploma. And that led into other aspects of what I've done. From a charitable standpoint, working on the United Way Board for about 10 years, a member of the Scriven County Chamber of Commerce for a few years, the Scriven County Rec Department Advisory Board, which I just recently got off of, a member of the Scriven County Collaborative Board. So we got into doing a lot of charitable work around the county and around the city, which in turn led me to wanting to get into a position in where I would run for an elected position.
And so when did you first get on city council?
Got on city council in 2019. Decided to qualify and run for a city council seat, and eventually won that seat and been on there. This is, this will be ending my first term. And the fact that I qualified to be reelected, I'll say, I want to see a lot of the things that we began to start during my first term. I want to see it come to fruition. Okay.
And so, obviously, what are the qualifying like standards to
qualifying standards? No more than just applying paying a qualifying fee.
And going back to what you said about those accomplishments you've made in the first year. So what are those accomplishments or goals that you've had that you had when you first got elected into office and that city council has kind of carried through or is in the process of working through? What are those?
One of them was getting our law enforcement department equipped with body cams. I think that has been a real feature across the country here of late, you know, with law enforcement and private citizens and having that interaction and that was one of the things that we initiated from the onset a few years ago, and we finally got that in place with our city police department, looking at the infrastructure around our city, from getting the streets paved, from getting being in compliance with our fire hydrants and getting those that were out of compliance replaced, and just getting other work, attracting new businesses here in the city of Savannah, which we are in the process of doing. So things like that, just trying to grow the city and making it a place that people want to come visit, want to live, want to, you know, just come and enjoy.
And do you have any goals? If you're reelected, what would you do in your second term?
Yes, just continue that process. Continue to build on this momentum that we've had over the last 2 to 3 years. I know it was kind of difficult the first year because we came on in the midst of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of tough to get a lot of the things, a lot of the work done that we mm-hmm. wanted to see finished.
Yeah. So how did COVID impact Sylvania?
It impacted Sylvania. We had to kind of, I wouldn't say shut down completely, mm-hmm. But we had to be careful about, we had a concern for health and safety when it came right. to the residents here in the city. The state of Georgia did a great job, I will say, with looking at that the mm-hmm. pandemic from a health and safety standpoint. And we were one of the first states, I think, to kind of reopen.
Mm-hmm, we were.
Just like every other state in the country, there was those that were lost due to the pandemic. But as quickly as we got the vaccines and boosters out, I mm-hmm. think that changed the scope and allowed us to get back out and do some of the things that we enjoy.
Now, was the hospital here in Sylvania ever like overcrowded and they had like kind of turn away patients?
I think there were times that patients had to go to we had to be shipped to other facilities, mm-hmm. but I don't think it got to the point where, we lost a lot of patients because we couldn't provide the help. I think they did what they could at providing help out here at our local hospital, mm-hmm. and those that we couldn't, we were able to get them to other facilities.
So there, obviously, Sylvania was maybe lucky enough to not lose a lot of residents to COVID.
Right. Right.
Okay, got spared. So not like, what they saw in New York right in the beginning.
Right, it wasn't that severe. And I guess because we're a smaller town with a lesser population, mm-hmm. yeah. it wasn't as severe.
We could isolate a little better out here, too.
Yeah,
obviously, you got on City Council in 2019. Had you been in politics or any kind of public office before then?
Not any elected office. Basically was just from a volunteer standpoint, as I stated, United Way Board, the Recreation Advisory Board, those were, even though I was instrumental in going and finding out what those positions entailed, mm-hmm. But it was not an elected position. It was an appointed position, basically.
And what are some things, what are your views on like term limits?
Term limits, I'm for term limits. Okay. I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. It's nothing that I want to do, even though this is my, if I win this re-election, it would be my second term. I think after a while, you need new voices, mm-hmm. you need new ideals. And when you stay the course or stay on too long, I think the ideals get stagnant, the people get complacent with mm-hmm. who's there and the ideas that they're bringing, maybe they aren't up with mm-hmm. the times. So yes, I'm for term limits. I don't think you should stay in no place too long. And it gives an opportunity to others that want to get in those positions to bring their ideas to the table and give in a public service way.
For sure. And so what are some things you just maybe personally or you personally you want to see in Sylvania or Scriven County? How would you want to see this area move forward and progress? Another question I have too is how do you see that progress, but also how will Scriven County and how will Sylvania benefit from the new Hyundai plant?
I think that Sylvania will benefit from the new Hyundai plant by allowing just employment. I mean, I know mm-hmm. we have, I think in the city limits, only one, maybe two employers here, major employers. Having the Hyundai plant that's maybe an hour away mm-hmm. will provide employment for those here that want a better future. Those that want to buy homes and other things that provide their livelihood. I think that's always a plus for any mm-hmm. Rural town. And when that happens, it attracts other businesses in your area. And I think that we will see the maturation of that as, mm-hmm. as this plant get built, as other warehouses get built. We aren't that far from interstates. We aren't that far from the ports. So everything is looking
coming.
Up.
Yeah, that's good.
Sylvania and Stripley County.
And if you can say this, if we're not, do you know kind of what are some of the businesses that are looking into coming to Sylvania, or you can't say?
I cannot say right now.
But there are some that are looking.
There are some businesses that are looking and heading this way. And when we can
confirm
talk,
it.
Yeah, we can confirm that.
Let us know. Yeah. What else too? So besides city council, whatever, what are you involved with in Sylvania? Just on a community level, like, are you involved in church or?
Yes. Okay. I am a member of the New Home Welcome Missionary Baptist Church, which is about 5 miles outside of the city limits here, where I serve on the deacon board. I'm a member of the Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Association, which is housed in Guyton, Georgia, which is a collaboration or an association of about 40 to 45 churches in the Strickland County, Jenkins County, Bullock County, Chatham County, and Effingham County area. And, our focus is primarily on Christian education. Mm-hmm. And it's really been a blessing to those that those member churches that are involved with this.
And I was going to, so when you talk about Sylvania, you talk about this area to others that don't know it, how do you describe this area? What are some of the positives of this area that you like that brought you back here?
The family atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You know, the quietness of the town. We don't have a lot of crime. The crime rate is not high. The fact that we got it's a very large county area. Mm-hmm. For those that like hunting and fishing, we're close to the Savannah River. Close to the Ogeechee River, Briar Creek. So if you like a lot of outdoors activity, Sylvania is a prime area to live and come visit and come enjoy those kind of hobbies.
And kind of, what's your favorite spot in town? What's your favorite spot?
My favorite spot in town is probably the golf course.
The golf course.
Yes, I love golf. So, you probably see me out at the golf course. It's a hobby I picked up about 15 years ago, and I can't let it go. Don't seem like, but I love the golf. I love that our small town has that kind of attraction for those.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a golf course in Savannah until months ago. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I did not know that.
It relaxes you. I love fishing. Yeah. So, as I said earlier about the rivers and the fact that we have the wildlife management area outside of the out in the county area that provides good hunting and good fishing, and
It's not obviously it's not even too far from beaches, to Hilton Head or Tybee or something like that.
Far from Hilton Head or Tybee, sure.
And I mean, it's not even that far from Statesboro if you want to go to a bigger school like myself.
Exactly.
So how can people maybe find out about your campaign if they get your name out there?
Yeah, people can find out about my campaign by calling City Hall. They can check my Facebook page.
Okay.
They can call me personally. I mean, if they can, there are signs all over the city limits that will tell you to vote for James Kirkland for city council come November 7th or on or before.
Okay.
So, we're out there.
Now, is there anyone else who's running in your post or district? Well, you're the only one that's running.
We're set up here. We are running basically by an at-large vote. So the top three vote getters will get the seats that are
top
available.
Votes. Gotcha.
We're not set up on districts or...
Got it. That makes sense. And Austin just made too, so why should people vote for you again?
Why should people vote for me? Because I love the city. I'll do everything I can to promote anything that's going to benefit the residents of our city. I'll do whatever I can to make sure that what they have entrusted in us these last 4 years continue with the 4 years going forward, that we're going to try to keep the taxes down as low as we can. We're going to try to promote whatever business want to come here. We're going to incentivize if we can. We're going to look to build on the infrastructure from a street, from a treatment plant renovation to improving the technology when it comes to our law enforcement officers. Just providing whatever we need to make this city attractive.
Exactly. And I was wondering too, have you thought about running for a higher office? Just, or you're satisfied with where you are?
Well, right now, I just take one day at a time. You know, I'm very sound and
very understandable. Yep.
One day at a time. I'll tell you one of my favorite scriptures when you ask me that is the scripture in Matthew's that tells us to take no thought for tomorrow. Take it one day at a time. Tomorrow will take care of itself. So right now, if I win the seat, I just want to be the best city council person and work with the council that's in place, work with our mayor, our city manager. And if there comes a time and a place in the future that something else interests me, then we'll cross that bridge at that time. But right now, our focus is just on winning the city council election.
Well, I think we're wrapping up our time here, but I definitely appreciate you coming on, taking some time out of your busy day. Folks, I think you heard what he has to say. He's definitely a valid candidate, and I know he will definitely want your vote. And when is Election Day?
Election date is November 7th, 2023. Early voting begins, I think, around October 21st.
Okay.
And it extends until the Friday before the day of the election.
Gotcha.
So we encourage you and those that have not registered to register and then vote. And if you can, please early vote, because you don't know what may come up on the last day to vote, which is November, not October, but November 7th.
Right. Yes. Yeah, so definitely get out and vote. Like I said, we thank you for your time. You're more than welcome to come back. I appreciate you having on. And this is Tyler with the Times to Cut Lines saying, have a great day, y'all. And remember to reach out and touch someone today to make this world just a little bit better.